Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. One summer blockbuster is boldly going where many have gone before. Star Trek Beyond, Paramount's latest entry in the franchise, dominated at the box office on opening weekend, but it is not entirely without competition.
Make no mistake, the Federation will stand united until the last star burns cold and we see this scourge of Klingon aggression shattered like waves upon the firmament. We will not fail.
That's a clip from the trailer for Axanar, a fan-made Star Trek movie. There's a long tradition of tolerance towards Star Trek-related productions made by enthusiasts of the series. Now, however, CBS and Paramount are enforcing new restrictive guidelines against unlicensed use of the brand. Marissa Martinelli is an editorial assistant at Slate who wrote about the crackdown on Star Trek fan productions, and we reached her on Skype. Marissa, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me, Virginia.
So can you give us a quick primer on these new rules surrounding Star Trek fan productions?
Well, the new rules are stemming from a lawsuit that the owners of Star Trek are currently engaged in. So that's CBS and Paramount. They are currently suing Alec Peters and Axanar Productions for their fan film, Axanar. Which we just heard from. And they released a set of 10 rules. I've been calling them the 10 Commandments, which limit how fans can use their material. These range from fundraising limits for how much they can raise for the production to length limits. They can no longer be more than 30 minutes total, to even just involvement, who's allowed to be involved with these kind of productions.
Now, rules, or let's say some guidelines, have been around for a while. Why are CBS and Paramount cracking down now? Is it just this film?
This film seemed to be the tipping point. Over the years, Star Trek fan films have gotten more and more elaborate. They've raised a lot of money, and this one in particular raised more than $1 million. So part of the problem seems to be that with the new Star Trek movies coming out and Star Trek Discovery, which is the new TV show from CBS, that these fan films could actually serve as competition to the official canon Star Trek.
What do you think the likelihood of that actually is?
Well, it seems unlikely since they're not appearing in theaters. All of these films are available online. However, since they are raising a great deal of money, and because some Star Trek fans are not too happy with the new reboots, they do sort of divide the fandom in a way.
Have other smaller productions suffered as well?
Yes, actually, these rules turned out to be more restrictive than anyone could have imagined. And because many of these filmmakers have been making Star Trek fan films for years, a lot of them had to cancel sequels or continuing web series that they had in the works. Many of them because they had actors from the official Star Trek involved in their productions, which is now a no-no. Others because they had raised too much money or because they did not fit one of the specific guidelines.
How many Star Trek fan productions are out there?
There are so, so many. There are many, many web series, many films. It's too many to count, and it really is its own community. Of course, Trekkies are known for being very passionate about what they do, and a lot of people have not been satisfied with just what the official companies have been putting out, and so they've been making their own. And this is a great way for fans to express themselves and to get involved, but as we've seen, some of them may have gone a little too far.
What about the quality of these productions? I mean, Axanar sounded and looked pretty interesting. You attached a trailer to your story, but you hear the writing and you think, no, they're not ready for prime time.
Well, some of them are definitely very amateur. Others are in a completely different genre. So, for instance, a German fan made a stop-motion film. It took him 8 years, based on Star Trek Enterprise, which, of course, we don't see a lot of animated Star Trek these days coming from CBS or from Paramount. Others, of Gods and Men, is a personal favorite of mine. It actually was made by Tim Russ, who was a character on Star Trek Voyager for years and years. And he's sort of an example of a professional amateur production where he was involved in the official franchise and then he went out and made his own film. And it has many, many actors from the real franchise. And it really does feel like an official Star Trek film.
So under these new guidelines and restrictions, do those get grandfathered in or is CBS Paramount going after them?
CBS and Paramount are not attacking any productions that have already been completely made. They've tried to keep things amicable with everyone other than Axanar, who, of course, they're suing. I know that they've reached out personally to some filmmakers, but in the case of Gods and Men's sequel, which was planned called Renegades, they actually stripped it of all Star Trek elements. So they're going ahead with the sequel, but they've made little tweaks. So the Federation is now the Confederation. Tuvok is now Kovok, little things like that. So it's kind of an off-brand Star Trek film, but it doesn't have the name.
So how about this Axanar case? Is that going to trial? Where is it?
Well, a few weeks ago, J.J. Abrams, who directed two of the official Star Trek movies, told fans that the case was going away and that Star Trek wanted a good relationship with its fans. However, it continues to drag on, and it looks as though it will actually go to trial sometime next year.
Wow. Well, fan fictions, fan productions have long been a part of the culture surrounding Star Trek. You pointed out, you know, fan magazines, radio plays and dramas. So what do you think this means for fans going forward?
Well, I suspect that some fans will go ahead with their Star Trek productions, and if they don't push too hard, I think CBS and Paramount will probably let it go. But they need to be wary, and for some of them, this is the end of their fan filmmaking career, unfortunately.
Well, Marissa, thanks for filling us in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Marissa Martinelli, she's an editorial assistant at Slate, where she wrote about new rules being enforced against Star Trek fan productions. You'll find a link to read her article with plenty of trailers. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.